Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. It's easy to use, and you'll love the results. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how Tudor released Black Bay Chronograph at Baselworld 2017. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I'm recording this on Sunday, the 2nd of April, 2017. It's a nice afternoon. I'm enjoying a Guinness, a nice pint of Guinness, which I poured myself. I'm actually getting pretty good at this thing, man. I'm starting to pour pretty close to pints you get at bars or pubs. But not enough about my beer obsession with Guinness. So I thought I'd talk to you today about how Tudor released the Tudor Black Bay Chronograph. Those of you who know me and who know my style and who know my preferences, especially with watches, know that I'm not a chronograph guy. I'm a very simple guy. I like three-handed watches, actually two-handed watches. I don't even like second hands on watches. For those of you who already know that, I'm sorry for the redundancy. For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. So, anyway, Tudor released the Black Bay Chronograph at Baselworld 2017. This was, they released a bunch of new things, but this was probably their most significant, their most important, the one that got highlighted. But I don't feel it got highlighted quite enough. I mean, they released it in stainless steel. It's a 41 millimeter case. I would have preferred if it was 43 millimeter. It comes on our steel riveted oyster style bracelet. What's interesting about this watch is that it has an in-house movement, the MT5813 caliber movement, which is COSC certified and has a 70-hour power reserve. But what even more interesting is that this movement was developed in collaboration with Breitling. Yeah, that's right. You heard it right. Breitling. Breitling at one time used to be a competitor to Rolex. In some ways, they still are. So it's kind of surprising that Tudor would work with a competitor to develop a movement. It's definitely weird. I mean, I remember in the days of retail, when I was in retail, if you had Breitling and you were a Rolex dealer, they kind of, in their own way, were like, either it's them or it's us. You choose. Or, and Rolex is, I remember at that time, Rolex was like, get rid of this rental furniture. I mean, it was all these brands, when I was in business, the retailer I was working at would, develop the concept of sort of shop and shops in a way where you had, the brand's identity, the brand's furniture, the brand's sort of corporate image displayed at a retail shop, including, their fixtures, their vitrines, their logos, their displays, et cetera, et cetera. So I remember at that time, Breitling was doing incredibly well, and Rolex and Breitling were definitely fierce competitors. In my mind, Rolex has really never had a competitor. I mean, they stand on their own. It doesn't matter how well a brand is doing or how much heat there is on a brand, but Rolex always is, it always shines through. It doesn't matter, come hail, come storm, rain or shine, it doesn't matter. Rolex has always sort of been able to carry on. And with this watch, with the new Tudor Black Bay Chronograph, it's definitely one of the first times in my life that I can tell you that I really want to own a chronograph watch. Now, this looks a lot more like a Paul Newman Daytona than I would say even the modern day Rolex Daytona. The steel oyster style riveted bracelet, it's got a black dial, and it has two counters, one at the 9 o'clock position, one at the 3 o'clock position. The one at the 9 o'clock position is the second hand of the watch, and the other one, 3 o'clock position, is a 45-minute chronograph counter. And that's really what Tudor is known for. They're 45-minute chronograph counters. Most chronographs have 30-minute counters. So, I mean, this is something unique. This is something that's specifically Tudor. But the cool thing as well about this collaboration is it allows Tudor to produce a reliable and robust in-house movement at a somewhat affordable price point. Now, the movement is based on the Breitling B01 chronograph movement. It's a column wheel chronograph with two registers. I'm blown away with how clean it is and how simply executed this chronograph is. As I said, it has a black dial. It has the iconic styling of the Black Bay models, which we all have come to know and love. It has a date, by the way, at the 6 o'clock position. That's another thing I'm not a huge fan of, but it doesn't really bother me. What I love about this is with a lot of chronographs, they look very crowded because it's a lot of information to display at one time. But this is really well balanced, well executed. I feel like there's enough space given to each thing. I feel like it's very legible. It's very clean. The chronograph counters, usually when you see a chronograph, the chronograph stopwatch sub counters are the things that are highlighted the most. This watch is kind of cool because, you know, it's a complete watch. Like, everything's highlighted. The hours, the minutes with the snowflake hands. You know, the indices at the, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock. The rest, the 12 o'clock is the upside-down triangle, the iconic upside-down triangle. And at the 6 o'clock, you have the date, and then the two counters at the 3 and the 9. It's well-balanced because you're not just highlighted the chrono. Everything is highlighted proportionately. And the chronograph itself, because it's all steel, you know, it has this very vintage look to it. You know, that iconic Black Bay look, but it also has that iconic, you know, Daytona chronograph look. I like the fact that, you know, it's water resistant to 200 meters for a chronograph, which is 660 feet. The 200 meters, 660, is actually highlighted in red, which is also a nice nod to sort of vintage Rolex Tudor models from back in, you know, the 50s and 60s and even 70s. The price is pretty damn amazing. It's $5,050 on a bracelet. It also comes on a leather strap, a brown leather strap, which looks really nice. It looks distressed. And then you get this very, very cool and unique denim-colored strap, hand-woven strap, which is very cool. It's like a denim indigo strap with stainless steel hardware. And Tudor is known for their second strap as well that they come with. But whether you buy the one on the bracelet, which I said retails for $5,050, or the one on the brown distressed leather strap, you do get the indigo denim strap. Again, the one on the strap retails for $4,725. It's just an incredible piece. It has a sapphire crystal, which is domed, which also gives it a very vintage look. The only other chronograph I've ever owned was an IWC Portuguese in steel. I loved it, but not enough to keep it. This one ticks all the boxes for me, and it opens up the chronograph market for Tudor big time and gives hope for the future of their evolution. Again, they've come to prove to us that they can make a very, very high quality product at a very affordable price point. If you think about the stainless steel Daytona on a bracelet, it's, you know, $12,400. This is less than half the price. And this one has an in-house movement as well. I mean, I know it doesn't have the ceramic bezel, but, you know, when you look at it and you see, and you're getting the oyster style riveted bracelet and you're getting the red writing as well, you got to say to yourself, damn, like, even if I had the money to afford a Daytona, I mean, I could get this. I could possibly even get like this, maybe, and two other Tudor watches. It's just remarkable for what you're getting. But it's a Rolex made product. It's made by Rolex in the Rolex factory. It's of course made by Tudor, but Rolex is the mothership. I like that Tudor does their own things. Like only Tudor could partner up with a competitor, like Breitling. And it's a great way again for Tudor to test the market. It's a great way for them to see what works and doesn't work. And I can't wait to see this thing live. Even though I wish it was a bigger size, the chronograph pushers do give it that little bit of extra that the Tudor Black Bays without chronographs don't. I mean, I'm used to wearing big watches, and the Tudor Black Bay regular is also 41 millimeters. I mean, I usually wear 45 to 47 millimeters, and that looks like a vintage watch. It's small, it's elegant, it's everyday wearing, it's utilitarian. But I think this just adds an extra layer. This new Tudor Black Bay chronograph adds an extra layer of utilitarian with a chronograph function for sure. It makes it more masculine, it makes it more everyday wearing. I like all versions. I like the way it looks on the strap. I like the way it looks on the indigo denim strap as well. Of course, the bracelet's awesome. You could tell it's just very solid from top to bottom. And for those of you who want a chronograph and weren't sold on the Tudor Heritage chronographs, this is a great way to go. And I'm sure it's going to do really, really well. I will have access to these from my authorized Tudor retailers, so please don't hesitate to contact me. My email is amitdevhond@gmail.com. I do work on a consultation fee basis of $150. And the nice thing is, if you buy a watch from me or you sell a watch through me, I apply that $150 towards my commission. If you don't buy or sell a watch through me within a year, then that's my fee for my time. Definitely check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. I'm very active on social media. You can also check out my Facebook watch page. If you want to get caught up with the latest watch news, and you don't want to really be too involved, you just sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's www.amitdevhonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.